You're listening to The Impulse Project, featuring music from the demo scene and the tracking community. And we're back with another episode of The Impulse Project, featuring music from the demo scene and the tracking community. We are your hosts. I'm Brian, and this is Ed.
Hello, and today we are focusing on Forever 2017. And this is the second Forever show that we're actually doing. We covered Forever 16 last year. That was episode 11. And so now we're up to episode 28 and focusing on this year's show.
We had a lot of really good tracks in that episode. We had Lamer Pinky, Buzzkey, and Vegard and Cosmo. And it was a lot of fun because it was just a lot of new music for us. And this party, I think, is no different.
Yeah, for sure. I think we've got a lot of great stuff to share with a couple of new systems, too, that we're going to be... not new systems, but, you know, stuff that we don't normally share a lot of. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's talk a little bit about the party itself. Forever 2017 is the 18th Forever Party, and the theme this year was Mad Max the 8-Bit Road. So in a lot of these titles, and I think a lot of this music, you're going to see kind of a Mad Max dystopian kind of feel to
right,
it.
Right.
It was held March 17th through the 19th in Horná Suka, Slovakia. And it's a special demo party in the sense that it's only based on 8-bit microcomputing. So like the major platforms are going to be the C64, the ZX Spectrum, and the Atari 8-bit computers. So the stuff that came before the ST, like the 400, the 800, the Liz, and the XL series machines. Now, we're not going to have any tracks from those particular machines today because we, A, haven't really covered those yet on the show.
Right.
And B, we did listen to them, and none of them really stood out to us that much. We're kind of maybe going to put a couple of those in our back pocket for when we do actually introduce those chips.
Right. No, I'm actually excited to kind of look at like the Pokey and stuff like that and about that eventually when we get to it. But I think the stuff that we picked out today is excellent. We got some stuff from the C64, the Spectrum, even some Game Boy stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there were some other sub-combos in this party for the Amstrad CPC, the Thompson, MSX, the PMD85, the ZX81, the Sam Coupe, and other 8-bit handhelds like the Game Boy. So right. We're going to have some cool stuff to share. What was the track that brought us in today, Brian?
All right. Well, this is a track from a familiar friend of the show. This is composed by Uktumi, and the track's called Helucoid. And this was released, obviously, March 17th, 2017, and took first place in the C64 Music Compo. And it was just an excellent track. I heard this and I was blown away. In fact, everything he puts out is always just top notch.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was a really fun track. It goes through a lot of different motions and movements. It's just really bouncy, got a little swing, a little twang to it. And I like it.
Yeah, it was really energetic and fun at the beginning, and then when it kind of changes through a couple of parts towards the end, it gets very kind of like spacey and a little introspective sounding, and you've got like the heavy bass, but then you've got those kind of they're very high pitched, kind of like almost spacey sounds, like
yeah.
Ooh, and then you get those arpeggios in the back. Like I felt like I was floating through space while I was listening to it. I think that was my favorite part of the whole song.
Yeah, I really like how it kind of fizzles out. It almost like dies out. It's like you're stabbing the track to death, yeah. And it starts kind of bleeding out at the end, and then it has this one last like kind of like post-mortem kind of like blah, like back at you, and then it ends.
So violent, Brian, holy cow.
Anyways, so we've played a track from Uktumi before. We played Blissful Confusion back on episode 16, so he's not new to the show, but he's very active in Facebook. So if you haven't joined the Facebook group, you'll see some posts by him, and he comments on tracks and stuff quite a lot. His real name is Esteban Palladino, and he is from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and he's a member of, or he was a member of Moco Amplitude, Synthesis, Cirque, Lithium, and Fade Out, and now he's a member of PVM, that's Hungus de Villa Martelli, and also Hokuto Force. He was involved in the PC demo scene back in 1996, mostly doing mod and XM tunes and Fast Tracker, but then he took a break for about like 12 years or so.
Wow.
And then he got back into doing SID music, so a lot of the stuff, his recent stuff, is all in that format, and I'm glad because we're getting a lot of excellent tunes from him. So about this track, though, I did ask him, since he is pretty active in Facebook, I asked him, I said, hey, can you tell me a little bit about the track, because, think about playing it in the show. And he says there's not really much to say about it. I wanted it to be a bit longer, especially at the ending there, but I had to cut it down for the party release. But he's thinking about doing a longer version. And he said the track was specifically composed in Goat Tracker. So
cool.
Yeah. And then he also said it's kind of music that he likes listening to and also composing. It's kind of like the space travel music, which is funny because.
So there you go.
Yeah. You said you got that vibe, and I can definitely see that as well. But what's awesome is that he is the one that provided the recording that we're hearing today. He sent over a FLAC of a hardware recording from this track, and this is using the 8580 on his C64. So the original way to hear it is always the best.
Yeah, definitely. And so I guess the time limit for these tracks was 3 minutes, because when he sent us this file, it's exactly 3 minutes long, and it ends right at that 3-minute point. So he really stretched it out to the very end there.
Yeah, or he just had to chop it down.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Maybe that's why it dies so abruptly. Anyways, but if you want to check out some of his future releases, if you go to facebook.com/uktumiok, that's we'll put the link in the Facebook group. But he has all of his future stuff coming out there, so be on the lookout for that stuff.
Very cool.
Anyways, what do you got next for us?
Next up is a track for the ZX Spectrum called Stay Chiptuned, and this is by Hexagon. Let's take a listen. Thank you. That was Stay Chiptuned from Exagon. That was an XQT file for the ZX Spectrum at 10 kilobytes. And this track took first place in the ZX Spectrum music compo. And so we didn't have any information about what orientation to play this track in, like ABC or CBA, but we went through a whole bunch. So we're playing it in the CAB format. We feel that that really sounds the best. You get the percussion and the bass in the center channel and the arpeggio and the lead in the left and the right speakers. It just, everything kind of popped once we hit that configuration with this track.
Yeah, I know. It was funny because we started listening to it in like ACB format.
ACB, yeah.
And we're like, oh, you know, this is a good track. And then we got done. We're like, hey, did you flip it over to CAB? Yep, flipped it over. And
it's independently came to the same conclusion.
Yeah, it's the night and day difference. The sound is just incredibly so much better, you know. So
yeah, for sure.
Anyways, yeah, no, I love this track. I thought it was really fun. It's almost got it's got like a really spring vibe to it. Like everything's kind of blooming.
Yeah, I got kind of a longing feel almost.
Really, really.
Well, just because of those leads, kind of like da 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 da. Like, I don't know. It kind of felt like somebody was dreaming of their lover or something like that, you know? But in the springtime.
I kind of had like a springtime, like things are starting to kind of come out of hibernation, you know, kind of okay. Start blossoming and stuff. But I don't know, just a fun track, a lot of bounce to it. That lead is catchy. It's just really mellow. Yeah, I guess I do see the longing feeling. It's kind of like something left, you know, to desire, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, kind of like, you know, like the end of an action movie where the two people finally find each other and they're like standing in a field and sakura flowers are like, you know, falling all around them, and it kind of pans away. Like, it has that kind of a feel to it. Like, everything's done, everything's calm now, you know, you can just go on with your life or whatever. It has that kind of a relaxing feel, I guess, is where I'm getting.
So maybe it's all of that, but in springtime.
Perfect.
There you go.
That works. We'll go with that.
All right, so let's.
It has to happen in spring.
It has to happen in spring, damn it. So let's hear a little bit about the track.
Sure. Well, Exagon is the composer, and I was unable to figure out what his real name is. And he's been around forever, so he probably just doesn't want his real name known, which is totally fine. But I do know he is from the South Moravian region of the Czech Republic, and he used to be a member of Naughty Crew, and is now a member of both the AY Riders and Fantasy. And he has a SoundCloud, and on his bio on SoundCloud, he considers himself retired from the chip scene. So I guess he came back just for this, because he on SoundCloud, he hasn't had a track posted there in 3 years. And then, you know, this one was posted like 11 days ago for the party. So I think, you know, maybe something drew him back to get a release here.
Right, and the track title is called Stay Chiptuned.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's very interesting. but he has gone by the handles Chrisagon from 1997 to 1999, and then Exagon without the hyphen between the X and the Agon. So you'll find him under those three different names. But yeah, he's been active since 1997, and he's got like probably at least 100 tracks to his name, mostly in AY format. So this is, I guess, his preferred method of composing.
And we see that a lot more in the Czech Republic. They tend to like the specy format quite a lot.
Yeah, I think the machine was just bigger over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a personal website, which is really interesting. He's got, it's like broken, you get to the main page and it's broken into three different sections. And one is completely dedicated to identifications of like different butterflies and pictures of butterflies and stuff. And then you go to the second section, And it's all in Czechoslovakian, so I'm trying to, you know, using like a loose English translator from Google to, you know, kind of figure out what everything is, what's going on. The second one is dedicated to photography, and he's got, you know, pictures that he's taken of scenery and other like photographers that he likes, and it's all about pictures.
I'm looking at it now, actually. What is this third one?
The third one is a comprehensive study of over 60 different kinds of local snack chips rated on crunch and flavor. So loosely translated at the top of the page, he's like, I really love crisps, you know, potato chips, whatever you want to call them, whatever country you're from. So he decided that he was going to try a whole bunch and keep a database of his thoughts and his ratings on every single kind of chip that he tried. And so he's got up to over 60 different kinds of locally sourced crisps, and he's got pictures of them, pictures of the bags, pictures of the chips. It's really funny and it's really cool.
Yeah, this is great, because next time I go to the Czech Republic, I know what chips to buy.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, speaking from an American perspective, he's gone from chip tunes to chips, so it's a logical transition, you know.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
But you can go over to soundcloud.com/x-agon, and we'll put that up in the show notes, and you can take a listen to a lot of the tracks that he's released over the years. He's got some really, really good stuff, and you know, this track definitely continues the quality that he's been putting out for the past couple decades or so.
I like it.
It's good stuff.
Yep. All right. We're on to our next track.
Yes,
and this
sir.
Is a Game Boy track. This is from Ace Man, and it's called Endless Road. We'll be right back. All right, that was Endless Road, composed by Ace Man from the group Dreamweb and Appendix. And this took second place in the other 8-bit compo music category. This was an awesome track. It's just really good.
I love chip dub. I don't care what anybody says. You know, dubstep's got such a stigma associated with a lot of people. I don't care, man. I love the music, and this was a really good example of it. So
yeah,
screw y'all.
Very, very creative with the that third channel, the triangle channel. Just had a lot of fun just hearing those really strong, like, claps. Like, you know, it's like the guy, you know, sitting at the, you know, drum kit. He's just like, all of his force is going into like every single hit, and it just sounds so powerful, and there's just a lot of bounce to it. Yeah, I love it. That dubstep is just, it's killer.
I think that's the one thing that I wish. That the percussion maybe had a little bit more low end to it. Not that it was bad the way that it was. I just felt like it needed a little drop in there, especially with that bass, because then you've got that really low dubstep bass, and then the drums are kind of hitting above that, and it sounded a little unbalanced. But as a fan of the genre, I guess maybe that's why I'm seeing it more as like a connoisseur of the wubs, but I don't know. Anyways, that's not to say that I didn't like the track, because the track was fantastic. I really enjoyed that, like, you know, that low sawtooth kind of glitchy style bass, the real kind of like genuine dub Jamaica style like cadence to it. It had a really good flow to it.
Yeah. No, this was actually the first track that I heard from the compo, and I was just like, oh man, if this is like the first one I'm hearing, I can't wait to see what's next. And so, it was just a lot of fun. And this was in the, like I said, the other 8-bit music compo category. So, it kind of fits in with like a lot of the other systems, but, you know, Game Boy is an 8-bit system. So, it had its place, but just an altogether fun track. I think, you know, when you're talking about a little bit, I guess, lower tone in the drum kit. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, for dubstep maybe, but I think for this track, and not to go against what you're saying, but I think for this track, I think it kind of worked the way he had it, only because he still had so, like, the arpeggios and the lead was still really pronounced. I guess the drum kit still being, like, really loud and kind of, like, obtuse was okay for me. I mean, that's just a personal opinion.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Ace Man, you know, we've played a track from him before. We played Boomshot back on episode 18. And that was a lot of fun, you know, the boom shot.
Right, and that had a very Jamaican dub style flavor to that track, too. So this must be one of his, preferred genres.
Yeah, so, and this, like I said, took second place. Ace Man's real name is Jacob Selig, and he is a Polish artist and a member of Binary Bros, Dreamweb, Floppy, Huge Load, and also I believe he is the creator of modules.pl, which is this really expansive music tracking site. If you're listening, you know, if you're big in the demo scene stuff, you definitely know the site. I've gone there plenty of times for reference. It's really expansive, and he's got just tons of stuff on there. But yeah, himself as a composer, he's stuck a lot to the mod format and XM format. But seeing this Game Boy release is really awesome, and it looks like he's having a lot of fun experimenting with different hardware and different systems. And we'll post links in the show notes for his SoundCloud. Modules.pl, you can just go there on your own and check it out and kind of explore around. It's kind of like Mod Archive, but a little different kind of organization to it. We're moving on to our last track. We're kind of short today, right? So...
yeah, but it's all good stuff. So
it's all good stuff.
This one's got the most Mad Max flavor to it, I think, just by the title alone. It's called Furiosa's Escape, and this is a PT3 file done in Vortex Tracker in the YM format using the ACB channel layout from Quiet. Let's pump it up. We'll be right back. All right, that was Furiosa's Escape from Quiet. And that was a PT3 file done in Vortex Tracker using the YM format in the ACB channel layout. And that had kind of a dubby, steppy feel to it as well, definitely.
Oh, totally, totally. Oh my God. Quiet, I can't get enough of this guy's his music. It's just so, it's so good. Like, very smooth leads. I like how it takes its time to kind of come in. It makes its appearance like, you know, 30, 40 seconds in. Nice gritty bass, but has like a very smooth kind of groove to it. Incredible stereo.
Like, for sure.
This guy understands the platform like the back of his hand. It comes so natural, it seems.
I think we mentioned that last time we played a track from him about his mastery of the stereo channels. And you know, this track is really, really busy. I think if this were in mono, it would sound maybe less impressive or just too much to handle at once.
Right.
With that stereo separation, you know, especially if you're listening in headphones, you have that ability to kind of separate each one out, and they all kind of do their own thing, but then they also all mesh together at the same time. So there's so much to kind of explore just by concentrating on the different ears, you know, about what's going on in the song.
Yeah, you get the little, like, kind of bleeps and, like not necessarily arpeggio, well, maybe arpeggio, in the, you know, pan far to the left and then also far to the right. And it's a little more quiet. Haha, pun. And he uses, I think he kind of makes that almost like a background noise, to where like you're focusing on that beat and the bass, and then when the, you know, the lead melody comes in, everything else just sounds like it's kind of just enhancing or enriching, you know, that lead section, and it gets the point across, I think, really well.
Yeah, the phasing on the bass was definitely very well done. It felt very organic. You know, every single time the bass hit, it was like a slightly different shape and a slightly different timbre, and it made it feel fresh throughout the whole song. And I always kind of wanted to explore that part of the song the most and see how he was manipulating that bass channel.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bit about this track.
Sure. Quiet's real name is Dmitry Smirnov, and he's from Petrozavodsk in the Russian Federation. I like that pronunciation. That felt good.
Felt good. Sounded good to me. I'm sold.
And it's because my dad majored in Russian, so I got a little bit of that going on there. Anyways, we talked to him about him a little bit on episode 23. We played his track called "To Find Yourself."
Yes.
He was a bass player in some local bands. The story always kind of stuck with me because he was like a live instrument player. He went to Chaos Constructions 2015 and was so impressed by the chiptune music there that he decided he wanted to become a chiptuner. And then
the rest is history.
Yeah, he released some tracks for the next year's party, 2016, and I think he won like first place.
Yeah,
like he went from like knowing nothing about chips to like taking first place at the party the next year. It was kind of an incredible little story.
Amazing aptitude for the system. Like I believe we were talking about it the last time we played "To Find Yourself." It was just it blew our minds because he went ahead and just rocked the house and took first, and it was a perfect you know, first place. I wouldn't have expected anything else, you know, like as the top chart. And like he just rocked out of the park. And I think I remember us saying like we're looking forward to hearing more from him after we heard that track.
Oh, for sure.
And so here we go, you know, we're, you know, a round two of Quiet's music, and so that's awesome.
Exactly. And this one, you know, it took second place in the ZX Spectrum Music Combo, but only because Stay Chiptune took first place. So both were incredible pieces. I think the judges were probably like really scratching their heads over which one they wanted to put up over the other one, because we're both there listening to them back to back and being like, oh, I don't know which one is better. They both have their own kind of very similar kind of sounds to them, but they've got enough differentiation to you know, really kind of make it hard to decide. So, two great contributions to the ZX Spectrum music scene in this party.
Yeah, we had a lot of great stuff today. You know, C64, Game Boy, and the Speccy. And honestly, I'm really happy with, you know, this is a shorter show because we only had the four tracks today. But I think we got like some awesome music, even, you know, even though it's a short episode.
Exactly. And, you know, as always, guys, you know, visit our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/impulseproject. You know, if there are any other demos that came out in Forever 2017 that, you know, you feel like need some recognition, feel free to post that up on our Facebook group. You know, we'll see it, and tons of other composers and fans of the show and fans of the demo scene in general will see it, and we can all discuss it.
We can all check it out and sing Kumbaya. And also, if you guys liked any of the Pokey stuff, you know, any of the Atari 8-bit stuff, and you have links you want to post to that, you know, even though we're not covering it here today, you know, some of it's very noteworthy. So definitely let us know what you liked in the Facebook group, and we'll check that out as well.
And, you know, we love doing these party shows. So, you know, if you guys know of any parties coming up or that have passed recently that we might not be aware of or had some really good stuff, you know, feel free to share it or even let us know about it. And maybe we'll do a show on it in the future.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of fun doing these because it's all new stuff. Everything's fresh, but it retains a lot of the same sound that I grew up loving. So it's awesome to see these people keeping the scene alive, keeping the music alive, keeping the systems and the sound chips still, you know, with electricity flowing through them. And I really get excited whenever, you know, a new party is going on. And there's a ton. There's so many that I can't keep track. So like Ed was saying, you know, guys, if there's a party, you say, hey, guys, take a look at this. We'll definitely do a show on it. You know, like that'd be great.
And it's one thing to, you know, give recognition to an artist that maybe was active 10 years ago and kind of disappeared from the scene. But I think it means a lot more to give recognition to guys that are, you know, still out there currently making stuff. You know, you can go join their SoundCloud. You can actively post on their social media and say, hey, I love your stuff. And that will help them keep going and making more stuff to contribute to the demo scene because they know they're appreciated.
Yep, because those are the guys, or you are the guys, that are keeping the scene alive to this day. So
keep
up the good work. And
we're just trying to prop you up.
Yeah, we're just trying to raise it up a little bit. Anyways, if you do want to know more about the show, you can check out the Facebook group. You can visit us online at impulseproject.info. And we're also on Twitter at ImpulseCast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you back in a few weeks for the next episode. See you guys in a few weeks.
See you next time.